My dreams are way, way out there. My goals, way beyond. But I need to really work on them daily. And I have to stay in check and say, hey, remember, I'm still here. Okay? I'm not dead. I'm not done yet. All right? I will not be stopped. I will not be stopped. I will carry on. And I'm going to fight a good fight. When things get tough, and it will get tough, I'll be there prepared to fight this war. Because it's me against everything else, whatever that is, my internal demons, the economy, the bad weather. It doesn't matter what you want to, how you want to see it, but I will be prepared and I will be strong and I'll be ready. Alright, welcome to episode 66 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. My name is Daniel, and I am here to help you start an online business and monetize your passion by sharing what you know. If you're new to the podcast, I've created a six-figure, not going into multiple six-figure online business by teaching what I know. I got started as a musician, composer. I was composing music for media, well, for all matters. Actually, I still compose music for media, but how I got started was as a stay-at-home dad, composing music for media, tried to make ends meet, and uploading my music into different marketplaces. That's how I got started. I then recorded this process. I was sharing this process on YouTube. That's how I built my own personal brand. That's how I became somebody, I guess, in the bigness of the internet, right? Like, that's why I have something to show for. I can say, hey, go and check me out over there. This is what I have created in the online world, apart from the music. And this is how I got started. It all started because I was doing what I was passionate about, something that I have always wanted to do, which is work for myself. I always wanted to work from home. I always wanted to have full control of my life, my destiny, how I earned a living. But the only reason why I got started like this was because of necessity. I have told this story many, many times before. If you're new to the podcast, you can go and listen to the first episodes where I share this story in more details. But what happened with my story is that out of necessity, out of a dark period of my life, out of a dark season, if you will, I got started in this beautiful journey of entrepreneurship, working for myself. And when I got started with the music, I started to think more like a business person and not just as a torture artist or as a broke musician. And, you know, the whole myth of the starving artist and that you have to suffer in order to create great art, I try to divorce myself as much as possible from that philosophy. This is just what has worked for me. For you, it could be different. I don't know your story. I don't know what you're going through right now. And this is exactly what this topic of this episode is going to be all about. How to stay grateful when things go wrong. How to stay positive when things don't go right. That's what's going to be the topic of this episode. I release a video, actually, on this topic and on my YouTube channel, which is titled Gratitude in Difficult Times and How to Focus on the Good. And it's talking about, in that video, I'm just sharing my story of what I do on a day-to-day basis in order to feel grateful when I feel overwhelmed by life. We all feel overwhelmed by life at one point or another. We all suffer from bad seasons. We could be going through some kind of hardships or some difficulties. Like my mentor says, my mentor Brian Tracy says, and I quote him on this, life is a set of problems. So life is problems, 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 crisis, problem, 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 crisis. So meaning that life is like that. That's the cycle of life. I know it's a little bit negative to think that life is just a cycle of problems, 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 and then there's a crisis, and then there's more problems, and more problems, and then there's another crisis. So while he was talking about this in a seminar, he was saying that what that means is that everybody here in the seminar, well, as he's saying this, is either in a crisis as we speak, going into a crisis, or getting out of a crisis. it's very dark. I know. It's very. When I heard that, I was like, that doesn't make me feel very good, you know. And listen, Brian Tracy is one of my main mentors, and I have learned so much from him. If you don't know who Brian Tracy is, I recommend you go and Google him whenever you have the time after listening to this podcast episode. You're probably on the go right now, driving or doing something else. But Brian Tracy is one of the people that I recommend you go and check out or read some of his books. He's have written, I don't know how many books, but it's all around the personal development side of it and business and whatnot. But this is a good thing to know that life is tough. Life is hard. You know, if you want to start an online business, it's going to be tough. When I got started, like I mentioned, I got started because I was living here in Greece. I moved from the UK to Greece in the midst of the Greek crisis in 2010. And, you know, we everything went wrong when we moved here. We had saved some money when we came from the UK. We invested that money in a family business. That was going to be the main source of income for me and my wife and my new born daughter, Fedra, at the time. And we were a young family. And then that collapsed very quickly. We did some terrible decisions. We made some horrible decisions. And that didn't work out. And then we found ourselves here in Greece. My wife is Greek, so she had to go and get a quick job, right? She went into the workforce very quickly, and I stayed behind with our newborn daughter, Fedra, at the time. And that's how I became a stay-at-home dad. In that process, and at that time, I was just, you know, lost. I didn't know what to do. This is the first time I was unemployed in my life. I couldn't provide for my newborn daughter. I couldn't provide for my wife. I was the wasted potential. That's how I felt. And I couldn't do anything. I was for sure the weakest link in my family, and I couldn't do anything. And, you know, it was really dark season in my life. And this was supposed to be a happy moment for us, right? We just had a newborn daughter. We were a young family, a new beginning. We moved from the UK to Greece in order to start a new life. And here we were. And I'm not saying this to blame the economy, because it was not about the economy. It was about us. At the time, I didn't see it like that, obviously. But it was a dark period. Today, I'm grateful for that because I learned a lot along the way. I learned along the way about myself, about me and my relationship with me, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my kid. Now I have two daughters, and here we are. We're still here. We're still fighting our own fights. Everybody's fighting our own, it's his own internal fight, I should say. And, you know, from there, that's how I got started. I believe that back then that I could do something better. I knew I had it in me. I just needed to do something. And I know it was going to be painful. So I really decided to get going somehow in a way of like, you know, I'm in this dark hole. I feel very bad. I feel sorry for myself. I can't believe I can make it work. I don't know what to do. I can't go and get a job because I'm staying home. And I'm finding that as an excuse as well to try to make something happen for myself. So that's when I got started and said, like, well, this is probably my last chance to make it happen. Like, okay, if I want to work from home, how can I make this work? I know that there are a lot of people out there working from home. This is between 2011 and 2012-13. So even back then, things were a little bit different in the online world. But, you know, I was consuming YouTube videos. I was trying to learn. I will Google stuff like how to work from home, how to start an online business, you know, this kind of stuff. And I got really inspired by what I saw in different industries, not just in the music side of it, but just on the business aspect of it. But at the time, I still had these terrible habits and vices that were holding me back. I knew that I had to do a lot of internal work for myself, and I knew that the vices had to go. So smoking weed was the first thing that had to go, and then smoking cigarettes as well. And that was a massive leap into something that I thought was not possible, because I've been doing this for a long time. I will say at the time I was probably doing it for around 10 years. I haven't been a smoker or doing anything, any type of drugs or anything when I was growing up. I started late, okay? So I started it when I was in my early 20s, you know? So, but it was a big run, you know, it was like a long time, like 10 years. Like I started to smoke cigarettes and then the weed, you know, I started working in recording studios. I felt like rock and roll. I felt like this is, I'm entitled to this. But I knew that working from home and smoking a spliff early in the mornings while my daughter is in kindergarten and my wife is working, it just doesn't feel right. I just had to be honest with myself. This is not going to work. I have spoken about this before. So I addressed those things very quickly. Remember, this is in a period of my life where I'm feeling really down and really dark. And I'm not making any money. I'm feeling sorry for myself. And here I am trying to face my own demons in an empty house while everybody has somewhere to go and everybody has a purpose. And instead of me, like, you know, just rolling a spliff or just having a good time, try to relieve my pain, I'm actually choosing to quit those things. Today, I'm very grateful for that period of my life because it really helped me a lot to go through that darkness, to face, to just go to the bottom of it all. So I quit that vice, which was a big deal for me. I know that depending on where you live, you might think like weed is not even a drug. But to me, it was just something that was holding me back because it mellowed me out so much. And it didn't work for me. And as a weed smoker, that if you have smoked weed before, you know that you smoke weed. That's it. There's no such a thing as like I only smoke in the weekends. That's very rare. I mean, people that smoke weed, they smoke every day. And I was one of them. My whole circle of friends was around the whole weed smoking. I didn't have a single friend that didn't smoke weed. And actually, my friends knew about me and my habits so much that they actually, one of them told me, there's no way that you will ever quit. That's how bad it was. And this is people that were close to me and they knew that I love smoking weed. And they just said that to me very clearly, like, there's no way that you will ever quit. And I will never forget that. I'm like, that's the perception that people have of me, you know, or at least this person. If this friend, this close friend of mine, knows this about me and has said this to my face, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people share this same opinion of me. And that was bad. I felt bad because I knew that I was better than that. I didn't, you know, it made me feel like I was weak. That's with that comment. It just showed me, like, I know that you're weak on that. That's like your weak spot. So I always remember that. And I'm bringing this because to the equation because this is something that was really damaging to me. And I know that if I could get rid of that, I will feel better about myself. My self-confidence will be better. I will feel more strong. So this is something that was really important back in the day for me. Now, fast forward to today, I haven't smoked a weed for many, many years. I quit back in 2013, I think in the beginning of 2014, if I remember correctly. I don't keep track anyways. I just quit and that's it. Overnight, cold turkey, never relapse, nothing. And then a few months later, I quit cigarettes. I said, I need to stop smoking cigarettes. I don't want to be a smoker. And I got really into self-development and personal development and all of this. And I got in touch with my father. I have told the story as well. I grew up in a broken home, and I believed that my father was this bad person, and I haven't spoken to him for years. I'm talking about maybe 15 years or so. And then I reached out to him after reading one of Brian Tracy's book, actually, Unstoppable Achievement. No, it's not Unstoppable Achievement, the book. The book is called Maximum Achievement. That's the book. Go and Google that. Brian Tracy. Book. The book is called Maximum Achievement. It changed my life. As soon as I read that, I said, I need to contact my father. He's talking about, you know, deep psychological things that could hold you back in order to be successful in life. Remember, I'm trying to learn about how to build a business here. I'm trying to learn how to be someone that works from home. And here I am reading about philosophy and psychology and how to forgive my parents, because my mentor is saying so in a book and everything else that I was studying at the time. So because of that, reading that book, in one of the chapters, it says that, you know, if you haven't forgiven your parents for everything that you are blaming them for, then you're still a child. But it goes deeper than that. And I was like, wow, I definitely have this with me because I've been blaming my father for many things. You know, what am I? You know, now I am a father. Right? I am a father now. So I was going through this I guess you can call it a midlife crisis. I mean, I don't care what label you want to put it, but I was just going through this season of my life, and I was like reinventing myself in the process. So I got in touch with my father. My father came to Greece. We reconnected again. She, you know, he met my wife for the first time, met my daughter, my first daughter, Fedra. And then, you know, he went back home because he was living in Venezuela. And then a year or so later, he died. It's just a crazy fucking story, man. I mean, it was like literally like the last chance. So if I hadn't read that book at the time and I hadn't gone through that dark season, dark period, I wouldn't have reconnected with my father again. And actually in the book, it says something, you can do your own research on this, but it says like, if you haven't forgiven your father or your mother on the things that they have done to you for whatever the reasons, whether that's true or not, but if you haven't forgiven them and you haven't moved on with your life, and if they're dead, that's really bad. Like psychologically, there is something going on that you will never, you know, because now you can't make peace with them. You can't say like, you know, I love you, I forgive you, or I'm sorry, or I just want to reconnect with you. You know what I mean? So that was really powerful. So when my father died, my heart was just like crushed into pieces because, you know, I thought this was a new beginning of my relationship with my father. He was very young. He was 69 years old. You know, I mean, at the time, I'm expecting my second daughter. And, you know, we were expecting a second daughter. My family was growing. I had made this new connection with my father. He was planning to come to Greece again. And it was only the beginning, you know. So it's a sad story, man. You know, it's a sad story of time wasted, of, you know, that I didn't reconnect with my father for many, many years. I behaved like an idiot growing up. And I wasted a lot of time. But from that darkness in that period of my life, I managed to reconnect with him because I was going through that darkness. That's my point. So not only that, but at the same time, I embarked on this journey of self-development. So reading more books, I started to listen to audiobooks, and I started to make music for profit. Okay, not just music as an artist, like I'm rock and roll, like I always thought I was, and having a spliff in my mouth and acting like an idiot. Like now, like a serious person, like, hey, I'm making music now to make money. That's how I got started. And then after that, I share this journey on YouTube, like I was mentioning. Then after that, I start to connect with others online about, you know, music production and how they can do what I was doing. And then from there, I started my online business. From there, I started my academy. From there, I started to build this amazing thing online, which has brought me so much joy because it's not just the music, okay? Because I have, like, you know, many, many tracks out there online selling, all right? But these are tracks that are just there. Okay, it's a product of mine. But when I started to sell courses, when I started to make paid programs for people to take, and I started to receive the emails of thank you, like thank you, Daniel, for creating this course. Thank you, Daniel, I just enrolled in your course. Hey, Daniel, I saw your video on YouTube. Hey, I just purchased your course. And, you know, I was building real relationship with people, okay? That changed my life completely, because it brought me to a new place that I have never been before. When I sell the music, I just sell the music, but nobody says thank you to me, right? I just get the money and they use it in whatever shape or form. You know, it's music licensing at the end. I mean, I can probably promote the credits and stuff like that, like other composers do. I don't really focus on that. I focus more on sharing the success of my students, actually. I share the success of my online business because I develop a passion from that. So when I share about the success of others online or with my community, it's what's important to me because I'm in the service of others. I'm in the service of other people. So this, what has done to me is has been a source of positive energy. And it's something that I really want to do. It's something that I discover along the way. Now, how do I navigate when things go wrong? Because, hey, I've been through a bad season in life. From there, something good happened. I started to do music, which is something that I have always done. But this time was different because this time I'm doing it for myself. And what's more important is the person that I became in the process. Not the money that I was getting from either selling the music and then selling the online courses. It's the person that I became in the process. And now is the person that I'm becoming in the process as we speak. As I am recording this podcast episode, I am becoming a better version of myself. So this is the message of this episode today, is how can you navigate a bad season? How can you stay grateful and say, hey, I'm so thankful for this, you know, bad situation that I'm going through right now, because there's something greater on the other side. That video that I just released on my YouTube channel that I was talking about earlier on is talking about this. It's talking about how I am doing a daily practice now. For some time, my daily practice consists of the following. And these are just very practical things that I have pretty much spoken about before, but I will speak about them again here. So my daily practice goes as follow. Wake up at 5 a.m. without an alarm. Number two, go out of the house immediately. Well, I have a coffee first and drink some water, but then I go out of the house and go for a run. Usually I will run for 5 kilometers, or I will go for a long walk. So this is every day, okay? If I'm not running, I'm definitely walking. As a minimum, 7 kilometers or 8 kilometers. That's like an hour and a half, roughly, of walking. And in that process, I am listening to an audiobook, which is my third thing. I listen to an audiobook or a podcast in my industry, in my field, which is all about personal development. At this point in my life, I am really focused on personal development, mindset, business, and lifestyle. Number four, journaling. So I've been following this practice of journaling. My wife got me the Daily Stoic Journal for Christmas. Great gift. And before that, I bought the book, The Daily Stoic, by Ryan Holiday. I've spoken about this guy. I really love the way he writes. I'm a big fan of his YouTube channel as well. I like how he does the YouTube videos. You know, he has a massive following. I like what he has created. And I've been always a fan of philosophy one way or another. I have been almost, but that being said, I've been a big fan of philosophy, but, and I believe that Stoics is, I wouldn't call it dark, but it's like a slap in the face, okay? Because it's like dealing with the stuff that you can't control and the things that you can control. But I've been into philosophy way before I follow Ryan Holiday and everything that he talks about. I've been reading about Nietzsche when I was in my early 20s. I have a book about existential philosophy. It's really dark. And, you know, there must be something in my nature, okay? I don't know what it is. But anyways, what I want to say is that I've been journaling as well every day. So I am doing this daily Stoic journal, which is I have to put an entry in the morning and one entry in the evening based on the Daily Stoic book, which is like a meditation about life, right? So it's a question usually, and you just read it and then you just go inwards and then fill it up and, you know, just move on with your day. So this has helped me. So it's a new practice for me to do daily journaling. Listen, it's hard to just sit down and write down your thoughts and, you know, it's hard, especially when it comes down to philosophy and the book is asking you certain questions about, you know, about mindset, about how you deal with stuff in life. It's philosophy. Philosophy is something that we do on a day-to-day basis. It's not just something that we read and we think about. So I've been doing that. This is something that is new to me, even though I have been writing my goals for years. One thing is to write down your goals. Another thing is to be journaling and going inwards and really examine what's happening in your life and how can you become a better person. So this is certainly something that is being, is still in the making. It's something new because as I'm recording this, it's the first week of February. So I've been doing the Daily Stoic since the year started. So it's been over like a month. But it has transformed my life because I do it first thing in the morning, right? 5 o'clock in the morning when I wake up, I just, you know, I read the Daily Stoic. So every day it has a little meditation, if you will. And then you read on that and then you fill up you write down your Stoic journal. It's a great practice. It gets me going. That's early in the morning, right? That's while I'm having my coffee. Then I entry some other things in my journal. I have a separate journal for my stuff where I'm talking about, it's just me, it's just like ideas. That's where I write down my goals as well. I write down my goals in my journal. So, you know, this is like a daily practice. This is something that, again, this is completely new to me. This is not something that I will have ever thought that I will do. This is something that is out of my comfort zone. Wake up early in the morning. I'm not that kind of person. But I've been doing this for some time now. So I wake up early in the mornings. You know, I've been doing stuff that is a little bit out of my comfort zone, like running. Okay, so I've been running quite a lot. I've been doing marathons. I've been waking up early. I've been doing stuff to get out of my comfort zone in order to deal with the difficulties of life. So working out is another aspect of how to stay grateful in this life, okay? How to stay grateful when things go wrong. If life is tough, working out is very tough. To making yourself do push-ups on the floor or do anything, any type of activity that it requires you to actually be pushing yourself to where you think that you can't make things happen, it's really tough, but there's something beautiful there. So working out is something that I really embrace, and I really take that to heart. So waking up early in the morning is hard, but that's a win for me. I'm stacking some wins by waking up early. Doing my journaling is hard, especially when it's early in the morning. I don't want to reflect about life. I don't want to face my own demons so early, but then I address that early in the morning. Then I go out of the house. For example, today was a cold day. It's freezing cold here in Greece. I went out and I go for a walk. Today I didn't run, but I went for a walk, a long walk. And I just, go and listen to my stuff. Get into the zone. My job is to get into the zone because I know life is going to throw stuff at me and I must be able to handle it. I must be able to control my emotions. I must be able to break through. But first I need to do the work myself. I need to do the internal work and I need to be prepared for that. I don't want to be someone that is soft in the mind. What I'm concerned is how strong am I mentally. That's why the working out is so important, because when I'm running, I feel like giving up. I feel like giving up before I started. So that's why I run, because I was not a runner. I mean, this is something new, man. You got to understand, this is something new. I'm on a mission to be in the best shape of my life when I reach 50. I'm going to be 48 next week. So I got a few years just to like really get in shape. And I'm a pretty fit guy, but I'm not so concerned with the way I look. I'm more concerned with the way I attack the day, how I live my life. How strong am I mentally? That's what I'm really concerned. So I don't want to reach 50 and have another midlife crisis and say like, fuck me, I'm 50. What the hell am I doing? What have I done with my life? I have accomplished a lot, but I'm only getting started. So I'm changing that internal dialogue that I have, that we all have, by making myself face my own demons on a day-to-day basis. Like, wake up. There's no need to be in bed. We were not meant to just stay in bed and be cozy. That doesn't mean that I don't get enough sleep. I get enough sleep, but I go to bed early and I wake up early. And I wake up so I can see the sunrise. I want to see the sunrise. I want to own the day. I want to own my mornings. I want to control my schedule. I want to be ahead. And I want to be someone that is different than the way I was before. Whether that was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or hey, a week ago. What can I do today to make myself better? And I'll do anything, man. I'm doing anything. Okay? I don't even drink anymore. I've spoken about this. I quit alcohol. I'm going for like 6 months. Again, I don't keep track. I just stop stuff. It's not about what to do that will make your life easier and better. It's what you don't do that makes your life easier and better. Okay? So all of the things that I'm saying to you here, like wake up early and run and go and listen to an audiobook or a podcast and then do your journaling, have a cold shower, eat healthy and whatnot, lift some weights, all of these things is fine, but it's about what you don't do. So I don't smoke, I don't vape, I don't do this, I don't go out, I don't go to pubs or bars and stuff. You might say like, that's a miserable life. Well, I like to do the things that I like to do. All right. I'm a family man. I'm a guy who just likes simple stuff. I just need a guitar. I need a camera, have a beach close by so I can go swimming. And some weights in the house. I can just work out. I'm a simple guy. And I like to watch stuff with my wife on Netflix at the end of the day. Early though, right? We like to watch these things early. By 9 o'clock, we're done. That's the way I live my life. I don't need much. Okay? So my online business and the things that that I have created is because of my lifestyle. It's because of who I am. It's because of the things that I believe in. And I bring this to my online business, to my world. Okay, so I try to share that as much as possible. My life, my lifestyle, what's important to me. This is important to me. What's important to me is for me to become a better version of myself and give that to the world. So if I'm not serving myself first, how can I help someone else become a better version of themselves? You see what I mean? So I need to get my shit together first. I need to be in top physical condition, mentally and physically. You know, so I need to be in the best shape so I can help others do that thing. So I can say like, hey, this is how I make money online. Hey, this is how I got started. This is what I'm so passionate about, telling that story, how I got started, because it all started like that. I am here today. I'm doing this today, but this is how it all got started. I'm still doing these things. Okay, I'm doing so many things now. I'm not just doing the music like back then. Right, back then I thought that was hard. But that was just the beginning. Now I do the music, I do the teaching, I do the YouTube, I do the podcasting, I do the clients, I do the email, the marketing. And I love it all. That has been a natural evolution for me, a progress towards what I want to do. I'm writing my first book. How about that? Okay. So I'm going to add that to my title, fucking author, you know? I always wanted to do that. Actually, with age, I feel even more like, yeah, I could be a fucking author, man. Have a book. My first book. Not even like a book. My first book. I want to write. Have I written a book before? No, but that's how we all begin. You write the first book. So this is a journey. I want to be someone different. I want to be a better version of myself. Okay? So I'm starting this journey when things are either getting better for myself or getting harder. It doesn't matter what season I'm in. I try to make myself do stuff that is uncomfortable. So if I'm going through a good season in my life, which I believe I am, even though last year was really hard on a personal level, I got two daughters, okay? And one is 12, going into 13. It's the first time, you know, I got to confess. You know, it's been hard for me to, as a father, try to raise a preteen girl with my wife. Obviously, I'm not alone. I'm not a single father, but I'm very involved with my daughters. You know, I'm really involved because I work from home. You know, I work from home, and with Fedra, I have a special connection because I pretty much raised her, not by myself, but I spent a lot of time with her growing up because that's how I became a stay-at-home dad. So to see this girl that is my daughter, which I love to death. Obviously, I love both my daughters and my wife to death. My family's everything. But to see her turning into this, you know, person, right? That evolution, like, hey, I'm 12 now. I'm going to 13. I'm like, wow, that's a massive change. You see what I mean? That's like I'm not used to this. You know? And I'm not even talking that she has boyfriends or anything. That's not even in the picture yet. So I'm having a hard time adjusting to this new phase of her growing up. And last year was really tough for me as a father. This is just on a personal level here. You know, but this affects me because I work from home. So I don't have that same escapism that a lot of men have or fathers have when it comes down to family life. Like, hey, I need to go to the office. So I'm not here, right? I'm always here. So there's a lot of things that I had to juggle emotionally, okay? And try to not be so hard. You know, I can be very hard. I'm hard on myself. I'm very tough. I'm very intense internally. And because I love my daughter so much, I know that I can be tough. I can be a tough person, you know. And I'm not tough towards her, but I can be a tough person, like having expectations and, you know, why things are not the way I want them to be, you know? And if you're a parent, you probably understand this. But, you know, again, going back to the same theme of like, you know, it was a rough year last year with that being a parent, because it's the most important job I have in this earth. Full stop. My job is to be the best parent I can, to be there for my kids, but it was a tough year. So I try to really address those things. I try to be a better version in all areas of my life, not only on my business, not only with my health, my fitness, but as well as a father. That's the most important thing. That's my priority. Same goes with my relationship with my wife. I want to be the best husband I can possibly be. You know, if you're married and if you have a family and you've been married for some time, you know that, you know, you need to put an effort. It's not easy to keep a relationship going. You need to have dates with your wife or with your husband. You need to invest, because if you have kids, you know, it's just, you're just going to be consumed by that lifestyle of being a parent. So you need to book in those little times, those little things like, hey, let's go for a weekly date. It's hard, man. Let's go and do this. Let's treat each other like, you know, we're still a couple, you know. And at the end of the day, in the future, the kids, you know, they leave the house. So it's just going to go back to zero. It's going to be just me and my wife. So this is something very important. I know it's very philosophical what I'm saying here when it comes down to things, and I'm probably just going on different tangents here, but I hope I'm making a point. I'm just trying to be the best version of myself in all areas of life. This is like a holistic thing. That's what my wife says to me when I'm doing the whole coaching. Because it's just not about, hey, here's a funnel. Hey, this is an online business. Hey, this is a course. This is how you make money online. No. If you don't have your shit together in all areas of life, because you can have it all, then everything matters and everything will be affected. If you have an online business that's doing well, but your relationship is shit, it's going to suffer, man. Or if you have a good relationship, but you have no money, it's going to suffer. So everything matters. If you have kids and your relationship with your kids is not where it needs to be because they're growing up and they don't like you anymore, right? That it's a natural cycle of life. And we need to juggle, you know, I'm experiencing that, you know, like I mentioned. And it's a normal thing. It's not something that is abnormal, but it's just to me as a father, it's like, wow, I wasn't ready. You know, it didn't came in the manual. Nobody, I mean, people said it before. It's like, oh, wait until once they grow up, that's it. So I'm kind of like, you know, waking up to that idea, like, oh, okay, you know, and try to deal with that and try to accept what's in my control and what's out of my control and still be the best father for my girls. Okay? So that's it for this episode. I just wanted to like really, I don't know, just talk a lot about this, about how to be grateful for this things that we have, which is called life. Okay? And how to be grateful for the moments that we have. Because if you're still listening to this, and if you're listening to this right now, that means that you're alive, okay? Which is something that I wanted to talk to you in the beginning, and I completely didn't mention it. But the reason why I started talking about this, especially on my YouTube video, and I wanted to do it here on the podcast, is because here in the neighborhood where I live, and here in Greece, when people die, the families put the names, it's like a little, you know, a paper that they put around the neighborhood of the name of the person with the age. And this is just to announce that this person has died. So I've noticed that around the neighborhood where I live, like there's a few of them that they're really young, 43 and 45 years old. So I've been walking around and I see the age and I'm like, holy shit, I'm 47. I'm going to be 48. I don't know what happened to them, but whatever happened, they're not here. These people are dead. And I know this because I see their ages and I see, you know, the name and everything. And I'm like, wow, here I am getting overwhelmed about stuff. Okay. Either it's family issues or business issues or whatever. And these people are dead. You know, life is about problems. If you're alive, you're having problems. And that's a good thing. Okay. Problems will never go away. So that's how I started this whole process of thinking like, wow, if I'm stressing out about my family life or something that I'm going through at the moment or some hardship that I had in the back in the day or I'm having right now, this is nothing, man. You know, this can't be solved. This problem that I have right now, this issue can't be handled and can't solve. And actually, I have to be grateful that I have this issue because that means that I'm still here. Any day above ground is a good day. Any day above ground is a good day. So I'm still alive. I can still handle stuff. I actually prepare myself for life to just throw stuff at me. And I'm not saying it in a negative way because I'm not expecting bad things, but I just want to be prepared and I want to be strong and I want to have a strong mind. And that's why the daily practice is so important. Wake up early, go for a run, listen to an audiobook, do some journaling, right? Take that as far as possible as you can into your daily schedule. quit alcohol, quit drugs. If you're a smoker, stop smoking. I'm not going to say to you stop smoking, but just these kind of things can be seen as a sign of weakness. If I'm a coach right now teaching you on how to become a better person and I'm vaping away on a Zoom call, how will that be perceived by you? If I'm saying to you like, well, I like to have a spliff in the morning with my coffee before I get here to do my podcast, how will you perceive that if I'm talking to you about being a better version of yourself? You will perceive that as a sign of weakness. Or maybe you don't because you believe that weed is okay, or drinking every day one beer or two is fine. And that could be true. That could be fine for you, but it's not for me. I am here on a mission to be someone better. And for me, that means stopping all nonsense, stopping stuff that doesn't serve me anymore. And that applies as well to friendship. That applies to relationships. That applies to what I consume. I don't watch the news. I don't care what's going on in the world. Full stop. It doesn't serve me to wake up in the morning and watch the news. It doesn't serve me to be at 7 o'clock or whenever prime time news is happening. I don't want to know. I don't care. I mean, when COVID hit, I was consumed by this. I was just watching how many dead, how many this. And then there's always something, man. There's always something. There's always something. And I have always followed the news. Always, like most people do. Just let's watch what's going on in CNN or BBC. I have a cable now here, a cable service here in Greece, and I have all the news possible from Germany, from France. I got Al Jazeera news. I mean, you name it, man. I got it. And I said, what a waste, because back in the day, I used to follow this, and I'm talking about 10 years ago, and I will just like search for the news, like, oh, look, RT News or whatever. Fox News, BBC News, BBC World News, CNN. I want to know it all. You know, it just makes no fucking sense. It's just depressive, man. Stuff you can't even control, right? Control what's going on in your mind first and then go out there and try to change the world. You want to change the world? Start with yourself. The world that you want to change starts with you. Start at home. And if you have a family, you have to start there. First with you, then your kids. But it starts at home, and then that will be in the community, and then a city. That's how you start changing the world. Okay? Not by watching the news and nagging about it on social media. Okay? Like most people do. Anyways, I'm getting a little bit out of context here. But all I want to say is that you gotta be someone different. And the only way to embrace this thing that we call life, whether that's getting out of a bad relationship or starting a side gig or starting a side business, is by first addressing certain things, because it's going to get tough. And if you're in a bad situation right now, let's say with the way you earn a living and you want to get out of it, then you know it's going to take a lot of effort on your part. And you have to acknowledge that you should be grateful, first of all, that you have that job. Okay, that's number one. And if you have that job, you have to start thinking differently. Again, like Brian Tracy says, my mentor, even if you work for someone else, you still have to see yourself as self-employed. You need to start thinking differently, my friend. You need to change your philosophy. That's a very important point here. I wish I would have learned about this when I was an employee, when I was working for someone else, because I certainly wasn't thinking as self-employed back then when I was working for someone else. I was thinking like, how can I get away with doing as less as possible and still get paid? That's a terrible philosophy, and that's how most people live. I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. I know that you are meant to do better things than you're currently doing. We are all here currently doing stuff that we think we have done enough, but this can be only the beginning, or this is probably only the beginning. I know I'm only scratching the surface of my potential. I know it. I know that I'm still early days of what I'm capable of doing. My dreams are way, way out there. My goals, way beyond. But I need to really work on them daily. And I have to stay in check and say, hey, remember, I'm still here. Okay? I'm not dead. I'm not done yet. All right? I will not be stopped. I will not be stopped. I will carry on. And I'm going to fight a good fight. When things get tough, and it will get tough, I'll be there prepared to fight this war. because it's me against everything else, whatever that is, my internal demons, the economy, the bad weather. It doesn't matter what you want to, how you want to see it, but I will be prepared and I will be strong and I'll be ready. I hope this episode finds you well, my friend. Subscribe to the podcast if you find value in this. If you want to learn more about mindset, business, and lifestyle, subscribe to my podcast. Follow me here. Subscribe to my YouTube channel as well if you find value on my videos, on my vlogs. I create unique content for these platforms, meaning that I create unique content here for the podcast and unique content for the videos on YouTube. So I don't take the audio of my YouTube videos and whack them here in the podcast. So it's unique content for you to listen and to consume in different platforms. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Don't forget to leave us a review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this. Just give us a review. It helps the podcast a lot. It will help me. And, you know, as always, here's to your success.